My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning everything we can about our health and nutrition and what's available and the alternatives and the complements and educating ourselves with great information and opening up the doors of dialogue, it's crucial. There's way too many things coming at us today and way too many of them coming at a much earlier age. So we need to be aware. We need to be entertained with great ideas so that we can pursue a better state of health. And without it, we go into it blind, basically riding along, you know, what we're told to do with maybe no idea that there could be something else that could be making things better. Now, what I find is that when you start getting healthy, you see changes. And if you start seeing things and feeling a little bit different, sometimes it's a motivating factor all in itself. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on, and well, I just got somebody that just chimed in really quick, and she says, I try to take care of myself, she goes, but it's a big work in progress. And you know, that couldn't be more true than that little statement. It is hard to get healthy. You know, think about it, how much easier it is to not have to worry about it. Because you eat what you want, you do what you want, you take care of yourself, you don't take care of yourself, there's no real mental effort. Have you tried to get healthy? You know what's involved. Can I eat this? I can't eat this. I got to go to the gym. I need to drink water. You know, I need more vegetables. I need my smoothie. Take my vitamins. There's a lot involved. And I think it's hard because we're just not comfortable with doing the things that we have to do. I couldn't have said that any better. But you know what? You don't have to do things, I guess, all at one day. You can do them gradually, tiny little steps at a time. Because when you satisfy one little goal, the next one will be a little bit easier because there'll be more motivation behind it. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. And right now, it's the time of the year when change is on the tips of our tongue, or it's already in the rearview mirror and we've already fell off the wagon, tucked and rolled. Hopefully, you just dusted yourself off, shook your head a little bit, and caught the next wagon coming around the corner and got right back on again. I hope you did. From what I hear from most of the people that chime in and that are sending me letters and emails and messages and stuff every single day, not just here, but from all over the country and other countries as well, they are doing pretty good this year. It seems like maybe this is a motivating year for many people. Maybe we're just fearful of what's coming at us. Sometimes fear can be a very motivating factor as well. I send everyone to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they help you with all of those misconceptions, misinformation, frustrations, you know, because they're going to be there to help you deal with the high quality products that are available, answer your questions, and maybe put you on a better path and be that support system. Because when you're trying to do it on your own, it's not easy. It's tough. But with a little bit of support and a little bit of help, you know, and being kind of pointed in the right direction, you're going to do so much better. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're also getting ready for their upcoming anniversary next month. And they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. So who better to help you with your healthy journey? A store fully packed with the best products in every single department and area, the best of the best in every category, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and great peace of mind every time you go in. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to leave your email when you chime into their webpage, which is StayHealthyLasVegas.com. You'll start getting a newsletter, which is really informative, as well as coupons and information and in the know, and staying connected with the store, and also a thumbs up on their Facebook page can make a dramatic difference as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about cardiovascular health. We're going to be talking about ways to maybe bring our body a little bit more in balance, cholesterol, blood pressure, some of the things that are definitely on the tips of our tongue, or at least on our doctor's tongue, when they're giving us a checkup and telling us we need to definitely step up to the plate and make some changes. Neil Levin is here today. Neil is the Nutrition Education Manager and Product Formulator for the Natural Products Manufacturer, Now Foods. Neil is a board-certified clinical nutritionist who has a diplomat in Advanced Nutritional Laboratory Assessment. He is a professional member of the International American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists, serves on the Scientific Council of the Clinical Nutrition Certification Board. He is a director, program chair, and past president of the American Nutrition Association, and serves on the Public Relations Committee of the American Herbal Products Association. Neil's comments and articles are published in magazines and newsletters. He contributes to scientific journals and has been featured in countless radio interviews and television news reports. He posts his articles on his blog, honestnutrition.com, and at nowfoods.com. He tweets as Neil E. Levin, and on Facebook, you can follow him under Honest Nutrition. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Neil.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Just getting ready for an ice storm in Chicago.
Yeah, I heard. I had friends there that were there last week, and oy, my goodness. I don't know how you guys made it through. That was really, really bad.
Oh, well. Yeah, it was 30 below last week.
Unbelievable.
That's not wind chill. That's air temperature.
Unbelievable. We were complaining out here because we were in the 50s, you know, so, you know.
Yeah. It's all relative.
I guess. You getting ready to go to, you're going to be at Expo next month, right?
Yes, I am.
That'll be great. Be good to see you.
Yeah.
So Marge had this idea that she wanted us to talk about cholesterol and blood pressure. And do you think that these two health conditions, if they're out of balance, let's say, have gotten any better with people being more aware of cardiovascular health, or do you think they're as bad or worse?
Well, we're still looking at one of the top killers of Americans. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a category where diagnosing blood pressure, heart disease, and the factors that are believed to have a role in heart disease don't predict cardiovascular events that lead to death, which is interesting because one study I saw reported that 68% of women, the first sign of heart disease is a fatal heart attack or stroke, and in 55% of men. So they are not diagnosed by their doctor because of their blood pressure, family history, or other risk factors. There's obviously something else going on that's a major contributor to people dying of this major killer of Americans. And when we look at nutritional studies, we're starting to see some evidence. You know, I don't know that you'd call it proof or make claims in that regard. You know, the government's not ready to do that, but you know, certainly there's some indication, some evidence that nutrients have a role. And when we're talking about, for example, blood pressure and cholesterol, there's actually a relationship between them. And the relationship is when the arteries are not being maintained well because of a lack of nutrients and stresses going on, they get pitted, they start getting weak. And just like a leaky garden hose, you do not want your arteries to start spurting blood and leaking internally. That is actually scurvy, by the way. That's what happens in scurvy. Your blood vessels leak, and you bleed to death internally. So that's a deficiency disease of vitamin C. And there's some evidence that a lack of vitamin C impacts on our ability to properly maintain blood vessels. And we're maintaining them. It's largely made of collagen. And collagen is made out of proteins, but there's cofactors, including vitamin C is a major one. So if you can't make your collagen to maintain your vascular tissues, your blood vessel material, then they start getting weak because there's so much stress there, Jeff. This is every time the heart pumps, 60, 70 times a minute, whatever, the blood vessel has to actually expand and let that pulse of blood go through. And that's why there's so much stress on it, by the way. That's why it needs so much maintenance, so much nutrients, and the ability to build that back up. And think of it as a busy highway, is another analogy. If the highway runs into rough weather, freezes and thaws could be the equivalent of the expansion and contraction with the pulse of blood, with every heartbeat. And the expansion and contraction, say, from winter weather, freezing and thawing, creates potholes in the road. What do they do to the potholes? They patch it with tar. It's a temporary fix. It's not a permanent repair. And in the same way, we are temporarily patching these weak arteries with cholesterol as a patch. Sticky, oxidized cholesterol becomes a temporary patch. But it's not a good thing to have permanently, and it narrows the artery, it stiffens the artery, it attracts calcium, which narrows and stiffens the artery even more, and that progression is not a good thing, obviously.
Do you think that our vices today are still an issue? Smoking, drinking, obesity, stress, still factors that have always been an issue, still there?
There's still factors. The smoking rate has actually gone down.
Yeah.
So that's actually a very good thing as far as that kind of cardiovascular health and lung health and everything else. But yes, there's obesity is as big a factor as it's ever been, and stress is just as big as it's ever been, and there's no getting around it that we still have a lot of factors that are influencing this. And, stress narrows blood vessels. If they're already narrowed by cholesterol and calcium deposits because of this progression, that's not good to narrow them more. If they narrow too much, you cut off the flow of blood. That's literally a heart attack or a stroke. That's the physical component. And in animal models, they take animals that don't normally get strokes or heart attacks, and their blood vessels are normally healthy, and they take the vitamin C out of their diet or inhibit their ability to actually synthesize vitamin C in the liver for most mammals. We can't do that, but most of our mammals, dogs, cats, horses, et cetera, can do that, and that's where they get their vitamin C. When you take the vitamin C away, they start developing plaque and heart disease. So in an animal model, you could turn this on and off. Obviously, you have to prove that's happening in humans too, but it's not a far stretch to imagine that's the same mechanism happening in us, that we're lacking the ability to maintain. We're stiffening and clogging the arteries with these patches, and that also prevents the arteries from expanding to let the pulse of blood through, raising blood pressure. What is blood pressure but forcing more blood into a narrow gap, and it's not expanding properly to balance the pressure? The pressure can go up and increase the stress on that area. So that's why there's so much stress on the arteries near the heart. That's why they get weakened and cracked and eventually clogged if they're not properly maintained.
A lot of people that are already on medication for cholesterol, blood sugar, blood pressure, are sometimes fearful of doing natural alternatives or natural supports at the same time. Where do you put the mentality into that? I mean, obviously, I'd like everybody to talk with their doctor, but how do you bring in nutritional supplementation if you've already or have been on medication?
I think it's good for them to be scared if they've got some medical issue and they're thinking a nutrient's going to correct it without medical supervision and possibly the use of medications as well. And that's kind of a neglected area of medicine is this integrative or complementary medicine where they're trying to figure out how to give the nutrients that people may be lacking without interfering with the medical treatment they might need either short-term or long-term to manage this issue. Maybe it's possible to correct it with the right nutrients, stress reduction, et cetera. And Dr. Dean Ornish has done some interesting work on that, where he's been able to reverse heart disease. I think his studies that he was doing with an insurance company were actually equal to bypass surgery in their results over a year period. So it is possible to manage this with dietary changes, stress reduction, group settings in hospitals where they're consulting with these patients and telling them what to do. And it's a leading indicator that there's more than medications and drugs and surgery as tools that physicians can look at. Sometimes you need these medical interventions to prolong and protect our lives and prevent organ failure or heart attacks or strokes in this case. And, that's not a bad thing, that if you need to integrate the medications and bring your doctor in, that's actually the wise thing to do.
Okay. Is it possible to use nutritional supplementation for a healthy cardiovascular system with medication?
It is, and there's different ways to do it. For example, I'm actually on a medication called Xarelto, which is a blood thinner because I have heart arrhythmia, and it prevents, if I did get arrhythmia, prevents a clot from forming, because what happens with arrhythmia is the heart's not clearing the blood properly. It can pool up and actually start to clot because it's not in circulation. You end up with this dead pool there. And so using a blood thinner prevents that clot from forming. Now, the traditional, very inexpensive ones they sell, the generic versions, you have to monitor your vitamin K use and not dramatically change how much vitamin K you're getting day to day. So you have to monitor the diet. I'm on a drug that doesn't require that. So I'm on one that's a lot easier to use. It's a little more expensive. And if you don't have insurance, it's a lot more expensive. But, there's strategies like that. Which medication is not going to alter your lifestyle, or you don't have to monitor your diet as much, et cetera. So, within the category of, yes, I need some kind of medication to protect me, there's still options as far as, do I want one where I have to look at lists of foods and watch my green food intake and not dramatically change it from day to day, or keep my supplement use at a minimum, or is there something I can actually use vitamin K with and try to metabolize this calcium and use it in the tissues where it belongs and not have to worry about it because I'm being able to sidestep that. So I'm working with my physician on this as a strategy. So I'm mixing medications and nutrients to achieve the desired goal with the approval of my physician.
I hear today more people that have got the standard American diet, where of course they're engaging in a lot of foods that are probably good tasting but not healthy for you, having more of these problems. Do we see, I know you're a vegetarian, do you see less vegans and vegetarians with these problems, or are the genetic lines and some of the other lifestyle choices still a factor, even if you're eating the right food?
Well, it really depends on what people eat, because you could be a vegetarian and not be getting a good antioxidant and polyphenol and free radical fighter compounds in your diet. maybe you're a pizzatarian and you're not really eating vegetables and fruits. And so just being a vegetarian alone in general protects people because they tend to eat healthier foods, more plant-based diet, more fruits and vegetables. But that's not true for everybody. That does not automatically convey some kind of magic protection. You really need to eat foods that are providing nutrients. And in the case of cholesterol, cholesterol is being manufactured in the liver. And there's not really good evidence that eating cholesterol is bad for you as much as eating a diet that's low in plant foods is bad for you. And there's not evidence that, for example, eggs. We've heard over the years, over the decades, back and forth, is it good or bad to eat eggs in terms of cholesterol and heart disease and risks and things like that? And we keep going back to back and forth, really, on this, because we're really making more cholesterol in the liver than what's coming in from the diet. And changing the diet has not been shown reliably to alter the amount of cholesterol in the body, because sometimes we're compensating in the liver if the body thinks we need it. So some of it might be coming from the diet, and a lot of it's coming from the liver, and you're making it. And in the same way, you can make sugars in the liver to compensate for the body thinks you don't have enough sugar. And gluconeogenesis is one term for that. You're actually generating sugars in the liver, and that's one reason why people have high blood sugar after a fast. When they have their fasting blood sugar, they're making it. Their body thinks they need this for some reason. What is the imbalance? You know, there's holistic ways of looking at these things.
Somebody just chimed in and they said, I've been on medication for a long time, but I have a new doctor who recommended that I start to use some of the natural things, omega-3s and garlic and some other things for my cholesterol, my blood sugar, and my blood pressure. I have all three, but my other doctor before never recommended anything.
Right, and doctors have different levels of knowledge on this. The amount of nutrition mm-hmm. they have to take in medical school is really fairly minimal in most cases. And doctors have actually been complaining about this for a long time, for at least a generation. They've been complaining they don't have the tools they need, education-wise, to be the experts on everything related to health like the patients expect them to be. And the patients are coming in looking at the internet. They have printed lists of things. They're asking questions. And a lot of these doctors have not been trained. And what is the definition of malpractice? Because all physicians really have the same license. Some are brain surgeons. Some are transplant surgeons. Some are oncologists. They have different specialties. And the definition of malpractice is to practice something you have not been properly trained in. So you can have the same license as another doctor, yet you're actually in a state of malpractice by treating something for something you don't know anything about or that you're not trained on, which is an interesting concept, that there's a generic license, but you're not allowed to all do the same things because you're not all trained the same way. And that's what happens with nutrition. A lot of doctors are poo-pooing it because they don't know enough about it, and they don't want to get involved with this and have their patients involved with this because they don't know enough to manage it, and they don't want to add this uncertainty and this other potential risk factor in their treatment of a patient that they're following conventional guidelines.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Neil Levin today. We're talking about cholesterol. We're talking about blood pressure. We're talking about cardiovascular health and things to be aware of, things to look at, maybe even things to talk to your doctor about. We're going to take just a really quick break. When we come back, have Neil give some great suggestions within the Now Foods line that you might want to take a look at. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Saying that omega-3 is important for your health is like saying that Vegas is hot in July. Since the 1970s, researchers have been learning more and more about the extensive health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, including those found naturally in fish oil. But with so many formulas available, choosing one that meets your exact health needs can be an agonizing task. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. Since 1968, Now Foods has remained one of the nation's most trusted providers of high-quality natural fish oil and omega-3 supplements. Now's omega-3 selection includes over 20 innovative formulas, including a diverse selection of fish oil products and combination formulas, available in a variety of soft gels, liquids, chewables, lozenges, kid formulas, and more. And if you follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, no worries. Now offers one of the best selection of vegetarian fatty acid supplements from flax, super primrose, and a number of other plant-based sources. If reading dozens of labels and staring at bottle after bottle has left you in a sea of fish oil supplements, do what other Las Vegas health enthusiasts have done. Stop by Stay Healthy and look for Now Foods award-winning fish oil supplements in the bright orange bottle. Stay Healthy stocks a complete selection of Now's natural health products with friendly, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions. That's Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center. If you're like most of our listeners, vitamins, dietary supplements, and other natural products play a big part in your healthy lifestyle. But with the economy still on the rebound, many people have been forced to cut back on their health product purchases. But we're going to let you in on a little secret. You don't have to. Since 1968, Now Foods has been offering the highest quality natural health products, dietary supplements, personal care products, and sports supplements at 20 to 30% less than what some companies charge for similar products. Wow, 30%? So how do they do it? It's simple. Now believes that everyone, rich or poor, should have access to the best natural health products. They buy in bulk, manufacture, and test all products in-house, and pass the savings on to you. With over 1,500 natural products, Now offers the industry's largest selection of vitamins, dietary supplements, sports nutrition, health food, and natural cosmetic products. Here's the best part, friends. Now's low prices allowed you to afford more of the products you take. Don't waste another hard-earned dollar on health products that are overpriced, overhyped, or low in quality. Do what so many have done. Before you buy another vitamin or dietary supplement, look for Now's line of award-winning products in the bright orange bottle. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' most trusted center for natural health products, located at 840 South Rancho in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Okay, so it's well known that vitamin D is important for strong bones and healthy teeth. But now researchers are coming forward and saying that the sunshine vitamin could be even better than we all once thought. Recent studies have been reporting that vitamin D, in addition to its role in bone health, is essential for immune system function, cardiovascular health, nervous system and cellular activity, pain management, muscle tone, digestive function. The list goes on and on. Sounds great, right? The bad news is, as much as 70% of the U.S. population may be deficient in vitamin D. 70%. The good news is that now there's something you can do about it. If you eat a restricted diet, avoid the sun, or use high SPF sunscreen, getting the vitamin D you need couldn't be easier. And when it comes to natural vitamin D, no one can match Now Foods' combination of quality, value, and selection. Now's award-winning vitamin D line contains a wide selection of formulas, with potencies ranging from 400 IU all the way up to their 5,000 IU ultra-potency formula. Now Foods uses only the most select natural ingredients, manufactures and tests all products in-house, and sells them at the industry's best prices. Think vitamin D might be right for you? Stop in and talk to one of the nutrition experts at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho, in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. They'll tell you everything you need to know about vitamin D and help you find the formula that's best for you.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out all of the products that are from Now Foods. You'll see them all over over the store in, I think, just about every single category. You know, that is interesting, Neil. You guys really kind of manufacture everything. It's like no matter where you look in the store, there's now foods very present in every category.
Well, that's what happens when you have a 51-year-old company that's got about 1,500 different product SKUs, you know, stock keeping units, and, you know, has really worked on trying to fill in gaps in the line over the years. Our first supplements were actually vitamin E and fish oil, as far as capsules. And, you know, we always had powders. We're pretty easy to do in those days. Capsules, we had to buy soft gels pre-made from, actually, the fish oil was imported from England at that time, 50 years ago. A brand called Max EPA. And they used to emboss the name of that on right on the soft gel so that you could see it was an authentic product. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And the vitamin E we got from, I believe, Banner Gelatin in Florida at the time, because natural vitamin E was not very well known at the time. Synthetic vitamin E was all the rage. So, you know, those are really both cardiovascular nutrients. If you want to look back that way, we've had cardiovascular nutrients that were actually fairly unusual at the time, some 50 years ago.
When you look at the line, and let's say that someone, you know, they go to the doctor or they just maybe are taking a better look at themselves and, you know, they found out that their cholesterol is a little high, doctor doesn't really want them on medication yet, or they got some elevated blood pressure going on. Is there a protocol that's the best way to go, or is it different for everyone? I mean, is there like a list of things they should, something they should take first and then maybe second, and obviously lifestyle change?
Well, yeah, I mean, the key is to work with the physician if they suspect there's some risk. Could be as little as a family history, you know, which is still possibly significant. And they're concerned. They might see the cholesterol numbers starting to rise or a little more obesity or, you know, those kind of issues where the risk factors start increasing. And one way to look at risk factors is the metabolic syndrome, which is a cluster of symptoms that each individually don't represent a disease or even collectively, but they represent a risk of eventually developing a disease. Mm. And that's why they call it a syndrome, because there's a associated symptoms such as blood pressure, cholesterol levels. They're actually looking at low HDL, the good cholesterol specifically, and not just total cholesterol. They're looking at waist size. They're looking at blood pressure. They're looking at things that they that are considered, if you have three of those five symptoms together, you're at higher risk of developing fatty liver and heart issues. So that's something that doctors are starting to look at. You know, individually, these symptoms might be concerning, but if you start clustering them, they become more concerning because it seems to elevate the risk.
You know, she just sent me a note, and she says, I take a good multiple vitamin. She says, I try to take things like garlic and lecithin and things like that, but so far, it's made a little bit of a difference, and I just had to actually just change my diet. I realized I couldn't rely on only supplements, and I'm walking every day. Can you ask your guest if there's any formulas that have things in them? I know formulas are things you talk about, so we don't have to do everything separately. That's a really good question.
Yeah, and actually, I'm glad that you and she mentioned the multivitamin, because you know what? That's a great start for anybody. Cover the nutritional bases, make sure you're not deficient of your essential nutrients, is really a good way to start. You know, as long as you don't have a contraindication that you're on a medication, you shouldn't take that. And one issue that comes up is the vitamin K. And we do have a multi without vitamin K for people who are, say, on that medication. It's called Daily Vits, Daily Bites. Mm-hmm. But But really, the vitamin K is not a concern as long as you're not changing the amounts dramatically day by day if you're on the Coumadin and those kind of blood thinners, which are vitamin K antagonists. They actually work on vitamin K, but they work better if you have adequate vitamin K than if you're deficient, interestingly enough. And the key is that you don't eat a giant salad one day that's got give hundreds of micrograms of vitamin K, and no salad the next day where you're not getting any, and you're yo-yoing up and down the amount of vitamin K you're taking in. That's not so good with those kind of medications. But in terms of having a steady stream at a reasonable RDA or daily value type level, that's actually okay with those kind of medications. Check with your doctor. Look at the drug information that you get with your prescription. And when I look at the studies, I'm finding that it's okay to do 45, 80 micrograms of vitamin K. It's the hundreds of micrograms one day and the low amount another day that actually trip you up with those medications.
Someone just asked about vitamin D being beneficial in either of these areas.
Vitamin D is actually tremendously beneficial for cardiovascular health. It is something that helps regulate insulin levels. It's needed for blood pressure control. It's needed for immunity. And they've looked at these issues. People with low vitamin D status are more likely to have more concerning blood tests and things like that. And the odds of having metabolic syndrome, this cluster of symptoms that presents a potential risk factor, it actually is relative to serum levels of vitamin D. So you can actually tend to lower your risk of all those symptoms popping up, which don't represent a disease, but they represent a risk of eventually developing a disease. Vitamin D levels have been shown to reduce the relative risk in these studies. And this is the NHANES study, the federal government study of the American population. That data has shown this kind of risk reduction from getting adequate vitamin D levels.
Do you, when people come into a health food store today, I think they're kind of amazed that the doctor would tell them to take 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 units of vitamin D. And it's so many times people say, did they write this right? Is really that much? And I'm said, yeah, they're all available too.
It's true. In the public health studies, they're showing about 10,000 units a day of vitamin D seems to be safe for the general population. And the general upper limit they recommend is 4,000 because of an abundance of caution, not because above 4,000 is necessarily harmful. Actually, up to 10,000 is considered safe by medical authorities, researchers, et cetera. But the government wants to have a large margin of safety when they set an upper limit. Mm-hmm. The problem was 20, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, people were more concerned about the potential toxicity of vitamin D than they were with the potential deficiency of vitamin D. And they went so far in one direction that they drove people's levels down because they're telling us to stay out of the sun without sunscreen. We're not making as much vitamin D. And they're telling us to eat the foods, but it's really mostly fish that contain the livers, like if you're eating sardines or something out of a can or a whole fish that includes the internal organs, you're getting more vitamin D. But mostly it's in fortified foods like dairy products. So if you're not eating a lot of that stuff, you're not getting that much vitamin D. You know, drinking milk, it's always fortified with vitamin D. So you're getting that in your diet. But so, taking a multivitamin helps cover that base, especially if you think there's nutritional gaps. If you're a vegan and you're not eating fortified foods, you're eating whole foods that might not have vitamin D, you're not going out in the sun, you live in Chicago or somewhere up in this latitude where you can only make vitamin D when your shadow is shorter than your height. Mm-hmm. Picture that. Look at your shadow on a sunny day, and if your shadow is longer than how tall you are, you can't make vitamin D. It doesn't matter if it's high noon and you're stark naked outside. You can't make vitamin D unless the sun's at a steep enough angle and it's not super cloudy or anything.
Wow. And I don't think a lot of people know that at all. I think people just think sun is sun is sun.
They think going out in the sun will make that. And it takes about 20 minutes of unprotected skin. For Caucasians, for African Americans, it could take 2 or 3 times as long. Darker skin, the pigment is kind of like a tan that is like a sunblock. So it actually takes a lot more sun to make vitamin D for people with darker complexions. And, you know, that's something to be aware of, that it's a good reason for them to take a multivitamin again or some other source of vitamin D if they think they're not getting plenty in their diet.
Now, vitamin D, omega-3s, what about a complete formula that just works on cardiovascular health? Does Now Foods make one of those?
We do have heart formulas, but you know, if you're going to take CoQ10 and things mm-hmm. like that, the amounts are more than you would get in these formulas. So, you know, we have formulas like blood pressure health. It's a specialized, very soluble form of grapeseed extract with hawthorn leaf and flower extract that has been shown to maintain healthy levels of blood pressure. We've got a red yeast rice organic with CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, and silymarin, which is another formula like that. But we don't make a general heart support formula because you can't put enough things in there to give meaningful amounts. This blood pressure health formula, you're doing 2, 3, 4 capsules a day. Coenzyme Q10, some of them are large capsules, soft gels, if you're getting up into the hundreds of milligrams. Getting the right things you need, you know, a multivitamin, getting your B vitamins and things, you're already taking those. I would say a multivitamin is a good start for getting those. If you have a soft gel that's got fish oil in there, that's another one, and the amount of fish oil you need is usually 2 or 3 of the stronger caps or 10 or 12 of the weaker caps. They actually come in different strengths. So because of the amount of nutrients that we need on these things, if you put them all into a formula, you'd have to take a heck of a lot of capsules to get the amounts that are meaningful.
How do you feel about the different kind of foods that people are eating today? You know, someone just said, you know, I cut out all of the junk food. I cut all the deep fried foods out and I'm exercising, drinking water. 3 months later, I went back to the doctor and what'd she say here? She goes, and my levels had not changed that much. So does diet play only a little bit of a role? Because I think I need some supplements. I'm only taking a multi and fish oil.
Yeah. I mean, your body is going to make what it thinks it needs. Your body mm-hmm. manufactures cholesterol. Your body manufactures muscle tissue. It, you know, it makes all these things, and if it has the raw materials. Mm-hmm. But there are stimulants and triggers that tell the body it needs these things. And there are some theories, these are only theories, mind you, that the body makes cholesterol as a cheap antioxidant because you're not eating enough plant-based materials that are healthy, that are giving you antioxidants, polyphenols, flavonoids, all those kind of compounds. And in lieu of getting them, the body has a way to cope. It makes more cholesterol. Cholesterol is also used to channel and ferry nutrients around. And, you know, that's another thing. There's usually plenty of cholesterol to move vitamin E, for example, but that's actually a transport system for vitamin E and other fat-soluble nutrients as well. So if you're eating a really fatty diet, maybe you're stimulating the body to make more of this. Maybe you're increasing your body's need for antioxidants to control them. And in lieu of that, your body is now creating something else that kind of does the job, but not as well. You know, things like cholesterol or other compounds that we see as harmful, but they're actually normal things made by the body that are just out of balance or lacking something else that helps keep them safe.
You know, I've had friends that have gone to the doctors, and the doctors have recommended statins and other things before. And when I saw their blood work, I thought to myself, these levels are not even bad. I mean, they were amazingly, you know, in balance, but I was just surprised that they would recommend them when they weren't that out of control.
Yeah, there's actually a slow erosion of the reliance of doctors on total cholesterol as a sign to give statin drugs. It hasn't gone away completely. Mm-hmm. I still hear about that on a regular basis. People who contact me and say, I have high cholesterol, and I say, well, what are your numbers? And they say, my cholesterol is whatever number. And I'm like, well, how much is good cholesterol? How much is bad cholesterol, HDL, LDL? And they have no clue. It's just the doctor told them their number's high. They want to put them on a drug. So they don't even know what's going on. What if your cholesterol is high because you have a ton of good cholesterol?
Yeah.
Of protective HDL cholesterol. And really, the number's not high at all because it doesn't convey a risk. You know, the risk is actually greatest for people who drive their total cholesterol below 120. That's actually where they have the highest risk of death, frankly. And people with high levels of cholesterol, what's the balance? What's going on? And doctors who aren't scrutinizing that, who are relying on a very crude measurement, there's a better crude measurement. The ratio of total cholesterol to HDL, the good cholesterol. And if that number is above 5, that's a risk factor. You know, that's a legitimate risk factor because your good cholesterol is too low. But not, you know, it has a relationship to total cholesterol. And that number's on the reports, by the way. It's routinely on those reports. It's that important. But not all physicians are looking at it carefully and judging it versus total cholesterol. It's the ratio of total cholesterol to good cholesterol, HDL, that is more meaningful as far as there's an intervention needed, in my opinion.
Water consumption is still important, obviously. And activity, definitely things that we need to be doing anyway. True.
Yeah, dehydration. I'm guilty of that. My wife and family are always, rightly so, reminding me to drink water because I tend to go hours and hours without drinking anything, and it's not good. Exercise, another issue. You know, people lead sedentary lives. They're not getting enough exercise. They're not burning calories. They're not maintaining muscle. They're not remaining fit. You know, that is a risk factor, you know, a serious one. You know, couch potatoes sitting around like every day is Super Bowl Sunday. You know, that's not so good.
Neil, I want to thank you for being here today. I really appreciate it. I know we had to juggle the schedule a little bit, and I thank you for doing that. Thank you. This is good information because it gives people a better, bigger picture that there's a lot of things that go into play here, not just one thing. Look forward to seeing you next month, my friend.
All right. No magic bullets, but stay nourished.
I love it. Be well. Stay warm.
You too.
Bye-bye. My guest today, Neil Levin, representing Now Foods. He's back in cold country, and they're getting it again. So I guess our 50-degree weather is something we can handle fine with no complaints. I want to thank Neil for being here today. Of course, Now Foods for being here on the show. And, of course, when you go to Stay Healthy, check out the everyday low prices on the entire Now Foods line at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're just about in every single category, and they have just really turned into an awesome line of products. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They make it easy to have your healthy journey be more successful. And I think that they're able to do that because, one, they have the years and the longevity. Two, they have caring, knowledgeable, educated people on their staff. And they also stay up to date on what's going on in the health food industry. You know, it's not just about learning something and then just knowing it. It's about updating it when new studies come in and always being on the edge of what's new and what's better and what's more absorbable and what's more bioavailable and what's going to get in our system more effectively and what's going to work and what you can use and what you can't use. And there's so much to learn. I was doing a training one time on the East Coast, and I told everybody and that was there, and there was quite a few people. And I said, you know, look around your store. Do you realize how much information you have to work in a health food store? I mean, you have to have a basic information on all of these formulas, all of these nutrients, all of these herbs, amino acids, all the different lines, what's different, what's better, you know, and there's so much information to learn. So you really have to be on top of your game to be able to be not only just educated, but really well informed. And that's what you'll find at Stay Healthy. No guessing. Because there's just great knowledge there, and they're going to help you stop from guessing and help you sort out the misinformation, and that's what Stay Healthy is all about. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 7, Saturdays 9 till 6. They're closed on Sunday. If you are more comfortable speaking Spanish, Esther, Rosie, Lisa are there to speak Spanish and help you out. If that's something you would rather converse in Spanish, you have that covered as well. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll be really glad that you did. Whether you're just starting your healthy journey, whether you're just deciding if it's time to start your journey, maybe you're on one and you just maybe hit some roadblocks or some speed bumps and you haven't been able to get the information to kind of get things and momentum going again, check them out. They'll be there with you through the course of your healthy journey and then to help you maintain all of those great things once you've achieved your goals. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to tune into the show. I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 till 9 in the morning. Every day we bring the relevant topics that I think that are important, the things we should be talking about, discussing, learning about, and educating ourselves on, because they're things that are very important. And it might not be something we're dealing with now, but it may be in the future. And we probably know someone that we can pass good information on to. Not everybody takes advantage of information. Some people just kind of accept everything as status quo, and they just kind of go with the flow, and they never question, they never have a dialogue, they never open up their discussion with their doctors or medical practitioners, and we need to do that. We need to have that discussion. We need to talk with them. Is there anything else I can do? Are there any supplements I can use? What about this? I read this. Can I do this with my medication? You know, and open the doors with your communication and dialogue, because that's how we get better, and that's how we well-round the information. If you can, tune in live to the show Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers. All of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply just go to my webpage, type in or click on the archive icon, whatever's more convenient. When you get there, scroll down. You can go day by day and listen to the shows when it's convenient for you. And I hope you'll do that and tell your friends to tune in as well. Remember to check out all the products from Now Foods at the store and check out those everyday low prices. Have a great day, everyone. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.